This is Pastor Todd Kolbaum, director of LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission.
And I have on the phone here with me Ray Smith. Pastor Smith is a pastor down in Missouri Valley, Iowa, and I'm going to let him describe to you his unique rural and small town ministry down there and also what he does with Iowa District Rest. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Todd. It's great to be with you.
Great to be with you. Tell the folks on the radio here a little bit about your ministry in Southwest Iowa.
Well, Southwest Iowa is it's a farming area where we're at. We're about 20 miles north, 25 miles north of the Omaha Council Bluffs area. First Lutheran Church in Missouri Valley is a rural or small town congregation. We also you know, we have a preschool, one-way preschool is one of our big evangelism arms. And those two things together, just the congregation and the preschool together, it's just a wonderful ministry. And in particular for myself, it's a very good fit for me. I enjoy being around the farmers and dealing with their issues throughout the year, and also, having preschool there, it's just a marvelous way to meet folks there in the community, and we get to send their kids home not only with everything that they need to know, for kindergarten, but also with a knowledge of Christ as their Savior. So our teacher there, Mrs. McGuire, does an excellent job, and I'm proud of our efforts through the preschool.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know, Ray, when you say that's a good fit, that's so true for you, being a horse guy from Oklahoma, right?
Well, yeah, I like to think so. It's corn and beans and ethanol.
Yeah, it's a little different, but hey, you got that rural blood in your veins.
Different than that down in Oklahoma, yeah.
Your one-way preschool, that's really a unique situation you have there in Missouri Valley. Tell the folks a little bit about how that's grown and developed over the last couple of years.
Well, we've actually the preschool itself has been going for a little over 30 years.
Wow!
Our director, Mrs. McGuire, has been there now. I believe she's entering her ninth or tenth year as our preschool director. In the course of my ministry in Missouri Valley, we've also the state of Iowa also instituted universal preschool education In Iowa, the way that works is through a grant process, state awards, and I helped. I sat in with the school district and helped write the grant without ever making a commitment to be a partner in the effort whenever it came around. But we discovered that with a little bit of effort, we could help them meet their goals and continue meeting ours. And so we do partner with Missouri Valley Community Schools in that effort. Now, we have 50 preschools in Iowa District West, and I'm very proud of the fact that I am the pastoral advocate on our early childhood cabinet, and that in conjunction with the work that we do in rural and small town missions is a good fit as well. You might say there's a lot of overlap there. So we're 50 preschools in the district, and then, you know, 85%, give or take, of the congregations are all rural and small town as well. We find it to be not only the combination of having preschools in some of those areas, but the fact that we are rural and small town across the district makes it really unique, maybe, in some places.
I think what an awesome opportunity to take what maybe could have been seen as maybe a detriment to that preschool ministry in Iowa doing that and looking to move things over into more of the public realm, but taking that and partnering with a public school, which is really, you know, pretty unusual, and really making it into something special. And I know you've talked about the uniqueness of that. I can just see Pastor Ray down on the floor talking about Jesus with these little kids. And how do you work that since you are a partner with a public entity like that?
Well, The particulars are that we lengthened our preschool week to 12 hours a little over 12 hours so that we still have time to do direct religious education, is what the state called. But we have to have, important for folks, I think, to understand that even in the education of, you know, little kids learning their colors and their numbers and their phone numbers and their addresses and all the things they do, the teachers and the assistants and the pastors are still representing Christ at every moment in those situations. Not any different than our solid Christian teachers who participate in public school classrooms in grades K through 12. And so we have the unique opportunity of by being good partners with the school district, we continue to be a benefit to them as well, because quite frankly, in many situations, the school districts or the state, if you want to put it in those terms, can't meet their goals without our help, and they know that and appreciate the fact that we're willing to be good partners with them, and they're certainly willing to allow us the latitude to continue our Christian education as long as we make it outside that, the direct education rather than being outside that original 10 hours. But the situation still is this, that we represent Christ every moment of every day, and that's no different than our Christian educators that currently serve in public schools.
That's so true. Being the hands and feet of Christ in a very unique way, and taking an opportunity that maybe could have, like I said, been seen as a hurdle, and making that into an opportunity to show these kids the love of Christ in a very unique way. Ray, you mentioned that you are you're a pastor, you have a preschool, you are the pastoral advisor for the early childhood for the district, for Iowa District West, but you also wear another hat there with Iowa District West. Tell the folks a little bit about that.
Well, I'm the assistant to the mission exec in Iowa District West, particularly for rural and small town missions. Okay. And so I work with you and the office down there, and with Amy, of course, doing some things. We've done some engaging your community events in Iowa District West, and I hope to continue doing those in the future on my own. And I'm lobbying a lot of the time to get a seat at different tables in Iowa District West, just to stay in the loop, because, like I say, 85%, give or take, of the congregations in Iowa District West are rural and small towns, so just about every facet of our mission and ministry in Iowa District West is affected by rural and small towns. So I try to stay engaged with, for instance, one thing that's coming up is a church musicians conservatory that's going to be put on, and so I want to encourage our small congregations to participate in that where and when they have the means. You helped me with in engaging your community event down at Mount Air, Iowa, where we have kind of a unique situation going on down there just in the last few months.
You know, that was a really, like you said, that's a unique situation. It's kind of a neat story. Tell the folks, we got just a couple minutes left. If you tell them just a little bit about that situation and how those folks also maybe overcame some hurdles and are doing some unique and great things in ministry.
I'd be happy to. I want to be very upfront about this. I can't take any credit for it. I've been a sounding board, and that's about it. But Pastor Jonathan Watt down at Trinity Lutheran Church in Creston, Iowa, has been serving First Lutheran Church in Mount Air, a small congregation down there with somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to 30 people worshiping on a Sunday. And he has been doing diligent work down there. And we started kicking some things around together, and he bounced some ideas off of me. And the result of what has happened is First Lutheran Church in Mount Air actually closed. And all of the members and all of the assets of that closed congregation were transferred to Trinity Creston. And in late June, I believe it was the last Sunday in June this year, They had a grand reopening of Trinity Lutheran Church, Creston and Mount Air, Iowa. And they are looking to use technology to help with some of the limitations. They're about 30 miles apart. And again, Pastor Watt is to be commended for the work he's done down there. The folks down at Mount Air are engaged. They are very excited. There's not a tear shed or any sorrow at all over the closing of their congregation. They're very energized as far as what their future may hold. And the folks at Trinity and Creston, the original Trinity at Creston, are in the same light. They love their new brothers and sisters from Mount Air, and the fellowship is thriving. And I just I can't give Pastor Watt enough credit for what he's done down there, and it's just a very, very nice story.
It really is. I know you could just sense the excitement with those folks when we were there for that Engaging Your Community event. They are on fire, and they also recognize that if they weren't there, that presence of spreading the gospel through Trinity Mount Air now would be a huge gap. There was one lady who was driving up to Mount Air to worship from Missouri, so she was driving a fairly substantial, I think it was over an hour, just because there was nothing in between, and she wanted to be able to attend services at an LCMS church, and what a loss that would have been not to have that there.
Absolutely true. Every one of our small congregations, regardless of their means or their membership, has what it takes to be a successful ministry. And whenever you consider that every one of our congregations, regardless of size, regardless of means, has word and sacrament ministry available, then they are, in fact, a mission outpost. And we're just very pleased to be able to support that. And I'm very enthusiastic about it, and love being part of it. Sure.
Well, Pastor Smith, I could not say that better myself. Every place that mission outpost mentality, looking to reach the lost with that beautiful gospel. We are out of time. Thank you, Ray, for being on the radio with us today. God's blessings to you and all your ministry and all the hats that you wear. We pray that the Lord strengthen you and equip you for the task.
Same to you, Pastor Todd. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God's blessings.